Dear friends, some writers actually have so many tips and tricks up their sleeves that they believe that there is no such thing as writer's block. Other writers fear it, dread it, hit their head against the keyboard, fear the blank page, and it's a real issue, a real struggle. My goal for today's podcast is to give you guys, for this episode, the tips and tricks that I've learned along the way, which have helped me conquer writer's block, in the hope that if you ever happen to come across this, this will help you conquer it completely to the point where you feel like it's not even an issue anymore. There's no block between you and the writing. So let's jump in. These are 10 steps. I'm going to give you guys 10 ideas for ways to conquer writer's block, whether you're writing your fiction story, you're trying to continue a series, or write whatever that might be. I really hope that these tips help you. I know that there's 100 other ones or more that I also could give, but I want to start with these 10 because I think that, one, you don't want to get too inundated with things, and two, these are really good. So let's get started. Get out a pen and paper if you want to write these down, because hopefully they'll be really, really helpful. First one I'm actually going to give you is not writing exactly, but that is go take a walk. I read this book called Geography of Genius, and in this book, this guy was studying different pockets of geniuses that have sprung up throughout history and throughout the world. So he went to China, he went to Greece and studied the Greek philosophers, he went to Vienna and studied the composers there, and what he was doing is he was looking at what makes these pockets of geniuses all of a sudden flourish. You know, why do we all of a sudden get all of this talent in very condensed spots like the Greek philosophers? And so his goal was to try to see what gives them their breakthroughs. What are the common denominators here that make someone amazing? And what he found is that a lot of places where people were deep thinkers, they were also constant walkers. There's something about walking that kind of gets the blood flowing and helps fill our head with ideas. I can say for myself that this has been really, really true as well. When I'm walking, it kind of lets, your brain process things and then ideas start to flow. So the first thing I would say is sometimes if you're staring at a blank page in frustration, it can be really, really helpful to take a quick break. It can feel like you're walking, you are walking away from your project for a second, but really you're walking towards it because your brain is going to start processing all of the stuff that you are trying to work with. And hopefully when you come back, you'll have a much stronger picture in your brain that you're able to write from, or you'll have more clarity, or you'll just have more blood flow, so you'll be able to do better. So that's actually the first tip, is not try to push it too hard, but take a walk. Okay, the next thing would be this thing called jumps. All right, so what this is you sit down with a notebook, preferably, but I have had students do it on a keyboard, but preferably sit down with a notebook. You open it up to a page, and your goal, you set the timer. I would set it for like 15 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, whatever works best for you. Some students even set it for just like 2 minutes. But what the goal of this writing session is, when you have this notebook open, is you do not lift your pen up from the page. You're allowed to write words, but you don't sit back with your pen at all at any point. You have to push through and keep writing. And what you do is you write the most, this exercise is you write the most vivid thing that you can see. So let's say all you can see right now are feet running through the woods. It's very exciting. So you just describe that the best you can. You describe the pounding of the feet, the scent of the pines around this person. And you don't know exactly maybe who the character is. That's not the point. You just want to write the most vivid thing you can see in your brain at that moment. And then as soon as it starts to fade, where you're like, well, I don't know what they're running from, that's okay. Then you just take your pen or your pencil, you just draw a line, you don't even lift it up, and then you jump instantly to the next most vivid thing that you see. So maybe the next vivid thing is, there's waves crashing along the shoreline, and there's white spray of the water, and it's overcast, and you just describe this the best you can. And then as soon as that starts to fade, you can't see it as clearly, again, draw another line. These are jumps. You're jumping to the most vivid points in your brain, the most vivid things you see, hopefully about a specific story. So what in this story is sticking out to you most vivid? The powerful thing about jumps is you don't have to connect every single piece. You just have to start with basically like putting out puzzle pieces of your own story. Then what you do once you have enough of these is oftentimes you can start to connect them. You can start to ask yourself questions. Who is running in the woods and why are they running? Who is standing at the edge of the cliff and what are they looking for? Who is, and you know, how do they know each other? Why are they there? So you start to ask questions, and what you can start to do then is start to weave together your story. But you have really, really vivid, beautiful puzzle pieces that are going to help you put the story together. So jumps is a really powerful way. Whenever I am really stuck in a story, I've done this and it has completely broken through writer's block, because what you're doing is you're getting to the most important stuff. You're getting the pieces out there, making sure you have them, and then you can connect them without getting stuck in the in-between parts that can really just be filled in later. So number two is jumps. Number three is actually to write by hand or to find a different color pen. So this is just kind of shifting our brains a little bit. If we're used to one certain medium, trying to switch over and, you know, doing something by hand versus typing it or using a different colored pen might help kind of jog our creativity. And I have actually students who write using one specific journal and one specific pen. This also could be kind of a spinoff of this tip, where it's like every time you sit down with this pen, your brain knows you're going to do some creative writing. So that's another tip as well. Writing, you know, having like a writing routine with your pen is really, can be really, really helpful. But yeah, I've definitely found when I'm stuck on, like if I'm trying to type up a document and I'm stuck in a point in the story, switching over to a notebook and just kind of letting myself write, you know, kind of a little bit more tangible where I'm holding the pen, writing into the notebook can be a massive, massive help. So that's another tip. All right, so let's see. Number one is walk. Two is jumps. Three is write by hand. Four is keep a writer's journal, where a writer's journal, you really can put anything in this. Anything. I know some writers go so far as to put grocery lists in their writer's journal. Everything they write goes into their writer's journal. Their thoughts of the day go into that writer's journal. Bits of snatches of poetry, maybe dialogue that they heard, all go into that writer's journal. And the benefit of a writer's journal is that you have all of these thoughts and thoughts from different areas of life kind of merging together and overlapping and coming together in a unique way that can kind of boost creativity and help give you a story. I've done this plenty of times where I've been going through old writer's journals looking for, I don't know, a list of flower types that I want or something for my garden. And all of a sudden I'll start thinking about the garden and the fantasy novel I'm working on. Or I'll start, looking at a grocery list and think about their food. And then all of a sudden that will give me a connection to the plot point or another plot point or things like that, where a writer's journal can be a really powerful way for you to bring all of your thoughts in one place and let those thoughts kind of merge together in a way to help you better create a story. So if you don't keep a writer's journal already, I would highly recommend that as another way to break through writer's block. Another way to break through writer's block is to spend a minute writing down a stream of consciousness. I know some teachers who will not start their school day off without doing this. Like they always, always have to have their students start with one page of stream of consciousness. And they feel like that helps get everything else that's kind of clogging up the brain out of the way. So that just means sitting down, writing exactly what's going on in your head, no matter how nonsensical or random or weird it is, just getting that on there and letting your thoughts behind those thoughts kind of start to flow a little better. So if you are facing writer's block, this might be one thing that you want to do, where you want to just kind of let your stream of consciousness come out first and see what ideas come out with that, and also kind of let the ideas behind those thoughts come out as well. All right, the next tip I would have for you is actually to have a conversation with your character. This is one of my favorite ways. This has been incredibly helpful for creating stories. So instead of just trying to write, this character is running through the woods, actually sit down and ask them, interview form, kind of what they're doing. So why are you running through the woods? And then write it down like you're actually having an interview. this is just a really cool trick to have if you're stuck, especially if you're stuck in like with character motivation, you're not sure what they want, you want to kind of give more more depth, more emotional depth to your story, or you're struggling to understand where they're coming from, what they really want. This is a really, really good tip. This has helped me dig a lot deeper, especially into my side characters when I interview them. It's really, really, really good to kind of dig a little deeper. If another kind of spin on this, instead of you interviewing, so like me, you know, why are you running through the woods character? Because, you know, I am now the heir to the throne and people want me dead. Instead of doing that, you can also have characters interview each other. So kind of writing from a different format. So, you know, you could write down, you know, Crown Prince asks his father, you know, whatever. So you can actually kind of write it out like you're having two characters interview each other. This kind of shift in perspective can, for some reason, really, really, really be helpful in terms of getting more of the story that you couldn't get from the angle that you were originally attacking it from. So if you're just trying to write from like an outsider's perspective, maybe you're not seeing something. Or if you're writing it from one character's perspective, maybe you weren't seeing something. But coming from a different character's perspective can really help kind of jog new creativity or really break through writer's block in a unique way. It's something that's been very effective for me. I like doing this. It's kind of my go-to. Personally, when I hit what might start to feel like writer's block, I just go to this and there's no writer's block after that because I've gotten deeper into the characters. And what ends up happening often is I have a whole new plot thread because of this character, the side character's perspective, what they're thinking about, and all of a sudden I have so much more to write and it's going to impact all of the rest of the story. It's very effective. So that's another tip. All right, the next tip would be let it be terrible. This is something I really struggle with, but I have seen this need for perfection or this frustration with, I didn't do it perfectly, stop people in their tracks. And this is not what we want. You can't edit something until it's down on the page. Let it be as terrible as it needs to be. It's a first draft, let it be bad. It can always be better than the next time. But if we wait for perfection, what we'll have is a blank page for the rest of our life. And we don't want that. So, this is something that I do struggle with in terms of, I want it to be a really good story right from the get-go. I want to enjoy it. And I'm still working on my craft so I can keep getting better with every draft. But the advice, let it be terrible, is really good advice because it helps us get through writer's block for sure when we'd rather just write something perfect. And in reality, we can't write something perfect often without having to draft it a couple times. So let it be terrible. Let it be what it is. And then let it become what it will be. So that's kind of another tip for breaking through the block. The next tip is to make a playlist or listen to music. I like to create playlists for each of my stories. I know some people who break it down even into characters, which I think is really, really cool. There are actually playlists online as well that or for like stories. Check out what works for you, but listening to music can be really a good way of jogging creativity. Sometimes if I'm really feeling creatively a little dry or maybe tired, I will just, not even write, put the pen down and just sit and listen to a song and think to myself, what's happening? What colors am I seeing? What shapes am I seeing? What's the energy here? What's the mood? What's the tone? And pulling out all of these elements while I'm listening to music can give me a whole new character, a whole new world potentially. And it's exciting. So I think starting a playlist can be a really powerful tool to break through any kind of writer's block as well. All right, the next thing I would say is, there's a bunch of writing exercises, and I want to go over more of these in the future, but there are little writing exercises like go online and search first line prompts, and there's all kinds of different websites with just a random first line of a book, and then just write down, like just spend a couple minutes writing down, writing down what you think the rest of the story might be for 2 minutes. That can kind of get your brain in a creative mode. There are so many other little writing exercises. Again, I want to make another whole episode on these little exercises because they can be super fun. And you don't have to turn them into a full-blown novel, but they can be really fun and just kind of get your creative juices flowing for your main story. Another one would be you know, pocket search where you ask, you know, kind of write a paragraph or write for 3 minutes about what you might find in your character's pockets. What has it got in his pockets, right? Like it's really, really fun to try to explore stuff like that. It helps you get to know your character better. And oftentimes it does add to the plot. If you're, you know, it's an essential part. What does he have in his pockets? If it's a magical ring, now we've got a lot more questions, right? And it's going to impact the plot in a whole different way. If they have a note, what's on that note? Maybe there's some more plot points that we need. So checking your character's pockets and making them tell you what's in there, that can be really important or fun. There's other little writing exercises like pick a random item, turn it into a weapon. Tell me, how is it a weapon? Little exercises like this, again, can be so, so helpful. So basically, I guess this point is just to break through writer's block, play a little bit. Don't focus just on your main work, but go do something fun, creative, do a little writing exercise. And then often, almost always from what I've seen, this jogs our ideas and we want to bring it into our main novel. We can see how it connects because that's kind of where our brain is. All right, I think this brings us to our final point, which in order to break through writer's block, you must read. All right, this is so, so critical. Reading is what makes writing good. Like if you are reading good books, you're going to be writing better because your brain is just picking up on certain things. Reading also gives you so many ideas as well. You can get new perspectives. You can get out, you know, get outside your own limited perspective and start seeing things from a new angle. Reading is a powerful, powerful way to become a writer. You're getting ideas, you're seeing it modeled. I would say sometimes if you have what feels like writer's block, which you might actually have, is just, you know, you might actually just be a little tired or you might need to be rejuvenated creatively. So it might be time to go pick up one of your favorite books or a new book and just reread it or read something fresh and fill your brain with more images and ideas. And that should break through it as well. If you can keep a consistent diet of books, lots and lots of books, it should help you hopefully never face writer's block because you're filled with ideas up to the very brim. So let me know in the comments or, you know, slide in my DMs on Insta. Let me know if you've used any of these. I'd love to hear if any of them work for you or if you have other ideas that would help anyone else break through writer's block. I'd love to hear some thoughts on that because this is something that it's a danger, I guess, for all writers, but it doesn't have to be an actual hindrance, I think. In my experience, using these 10 tips, I think that it's really possible to avoid it, get around it at least, to crush it so quickly. It's not really a block, more just a, you know, momentary pause or, you know, a call to maybe try a slightly different creative technique, but not something that's going to stop you on the road. So anyways, I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for listening. Happy writing, friends. I will see you next time.